tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Angie. Try to take over the world.
You got the brains, not forgetting the topics. This is Dirty Laundry.
Hello and welcome to another episode of
Dirty Laundry
with myself, Pinky.
And the brain.
And the
over
brain.
Here, you know.
So we realize that we've just been speaking and you've just been listening.
Yeah.
But you
yeah.
don't know us like that.
Hmm.
So today is the day that you get to know us like that. But technically, we're not, like, you know, pouring out our deepest, darkest secrets. That's for another episode. On this episode...
Oh, wait, we're going to have an episode like that?
Just so that we can find out Destin's deepest, darkest secrets.
I've killed a man.
I feel like we should just scrap this episode and do that episode. Let us discuss this. While we're discussing this, you enjoy this hot tune.
Some really hot tunes, some hot
like
tunes.
Like always.
So, in the spirit of, you know, getting to know us like that, we've decided to do a little something, you know.
A little something.
To help you uncover the mystery of...
The mystery.
Who are the Dirty Laundry
hosts? Who are
they, you know?
Who are they?
So... We thought a creative way for you to get to know us.
A creative way.
You know, something different.
Something different.
We'll be asking each other, you know, some really, you know, in-depth, thought-provoking.
In-depth,
like,
thought-provoking.
You know, morally questioning.
Morally questioning.
Spiritually testing.
Spiritually testing.
You know, psychologically.
Psychologically.
Psychological.
Psychological.
You know, would you rather questions?
Would you rather?
So we'll be asking questions. Each other some would you rather questions, you know, in the hopes that you get to
know us like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Question number one.
All right, let's go.
Would you rather have the ability to see 10 minutes into the future or 150 years into the future?
Oh, damn. 150 years into the future. Easy.
I
definitely.
Say 10 minutes into the future because your lifespan is not that long. What are you going to do with this knowledge?
You know, the thing with me, hey, I like knowing. I like knowledge. You get what I'm saying? So, like, that's it. I just get.
Look, there's no right or wrong answer. You know? So that's
it's kind
cool.
of like that thing whereby I've always wished, you know, if there was a way I could prolong my life for like 1,000 years, I would, just to see, especially like with like technology and stuff in general,
dude.
Like where things are going to go.
I still say 10 minutes into the future.
100.
Okay,
100
cool.
Years
would you rather have telekinesis or telepathy?
Telekinesis. Easy. The convenience, you know. Just stretch your arm over, you know, grab. Moving things with
I
your
agree.
Mind is too cool.
I agree.
You know, because telepathy would just freak people out. Like, you know,
I
just
agree.
Think about it in the
but
real
look,
world.
But hey, both could come in very handy, hey? But I agree.
And I would never want to be able to read someone's mind. I never
Dude.
Want that ability. I
it
think
could
that
actually
would
be
torture.
Be a burden.
It would be a burden, hey?
Oh, flip. Question number 3. Would you rather team up with Wonder Woman or Captain Marvel?
Wonder Woman. Easy. I like the character. I like the Wonder Woman character.
You know why I'm going to say Wonder Woman, yeah? But uh-huh. like, I'm definitely a Marvel girl, right? I'm not a DC girl, but the way y'all people hyped Mrs. Captain Marvel and I...
No, you see, the thing, you know what made...
She just didn't do these miracle things that everybody expected her to do.
You know why? It's that thing whereby, interestingly enough, I was actually kind of like watching something that goes to explain these things. Why the character, let me say, wasn't really as liked.
Yeah.
Because she was what's called a Mary Sue. So a Mary Sue character is just a character who just happens to be good at everything just because she's
you
good
see,
at everything.
You see, that's also what I didn't like.
Yeah.
Like, the only reason she's good is because she's good.
Yeah, legit. That's all it is.
But when they really needed her to be good, she was nowhere to be found.
Yeah, so it's Wonder Woman. You got to see the training, all that
yeah.
stuff. She had a mentor,
yeah.
you know. She had all these things. She still had moments of weakness as
yeah.
well, you know.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
it's a well-written character.
Exactly. Question 4. Would you rather...
And she's hot.
Moving right along. Would you rather be forced to sing along or dance to every single song you hear?
Sing along, easy.
Sing along. I can't dance. I save my life. I
think I'm worse. I don't have two left feet. I have two left hands. For my feet should
your
be.
Feet.
It's bad.
Would you rather find true love today or win the lottery next year?
I'd win the lottery next year.
I'd
win the
lottery
next year. There's so many fish in the sea. You will find your fish.
Show me the money.
You will find your fish. And also having that, you know, that lottery, it kind of like increases the size of the pond of the fish you're going to find, you know?
Exactly.
Know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Would you rather be in jail for 5 years or be in a coma for a decade?
Oh my gosh.
Give me the 5 years, honestly.
No, actually, hey. Yeah, but you know, that's like a criminal
okay,
record.
But like
now
the
you
coma,
can't get a
you're
job.
Not really suffering.
No, but a coma, though.
Dude,
you're going to have to go through rehab.
Decade.
You've missed so
a
much
decade.
As well.
No, honestly, give me prison.
Nah, I feel you. I actually feel you. It just shows in our heart of hearts we're criminal. That's
no,
what this
how
is just showing.
Show that we're criminal?
You'd rather choose jail.
Okay, true. Would you rather be chronically underdressed or overdressed always? Overdressed.
Overdressed.
Yeah.
I think you can rock being overdressed better
definitely,
than...
Definitely, definitely. You know how awkward you'd feel underdressed?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Like the eyes, that'll be on you, hey? The looks piercing through you. Now, exactly. I'd rather be overdressed. Sorry.
Would you rather have everyone that you know be able to read your thoughts or everyone that you know have access to your internet history? Internet history.
Internet history.
Internet right. history. You can yeah. literally browse through my internet
yeah.
history. My thoughts, don't browse through them. They are very
you know,
private
exactly.
thoughts.
We've all had those intrusive thoughts. What if I just slap that baby? And then there's somebody seeing this. And
no,
what's
dark.
Wrong with you?
That's very dark. That is
intrusive thoughts. We've all had them. You know, you're driving.
Would you rather lose your sight or your memories?
Sure.
Do
that's hectic, because your memories pretty much make up who you are, eh? Because we're a product of our experiences.
To be honest, I
memory.
Make new memories.
Yeah,
please
I feel
give
you.
Me my sight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I'd rather
would you rather
my
have Universal respect or ultimate power?
Mm.
I say power because you can.
Sure. The villain. You are just a villain. Ruling people through fear. Because you have power. Nothing out respect. Hey? There's something about like just having respect. Mm. The interactions you have with people.
Okay,
we're pretty cool.
Fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Fine.
You're just a villain.
How am I a villain?
Because you just want ultimate
You're
power.
The one who has intrusive thoughts about slapping babies. That's dark.
No, it's just a random. We've all had
Would you rather
intrusive
give
thoughts.
Up air conditioning and heating for the rest of your life or give up internet for the rest of your life?
Air
you
conditioning
know what?
Can go.
Air conditioning
there are blankets.
Can go.
We have
there
blankets.
Are blankets. Cooling can go. I'll drink cold water
we're
and
fans.
Back on ice.
We
have
blankets.
Fans. You know the internet? Oh, hell no.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, with the internet, we can Google ways to make ourselves
yeah,
warm
know,
or cold.
Some creative way to go about it. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Would you rather labor under a hot sun or extreme cold?
Under. Ooh, they're both messed up. Oh, is there no third option?
I say the hot sun.
That's actually a horrible hey.
Because if you're cold, your fingers get frozen and you can't do this manual labor that you're supposed to be doing.
The exhaustion you get into under a hot sun,
but
though.
Still, I feel
and
like...
heat stroke and...
It's fine. You see, with heat stroke, I can at least faint and they'll stop making
I
me
guess.
Do this manual labor. But in the cold?
I guess, yeah, under a hot sun, I guess. It's torture, though. I can do under a hot sun. Yeah.
Would you rather buy 10 things that you don't need every time you go shopping or always forget that one thing that you do need? I say buy the 10 extra things.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I agree with you. There's just something that sucks about you get home.
Like every
Look,
single
the toilet
time.
Paper.
That would depress a person. Like every single time.
Yeah, no, that's yeah. That sucks.
Would you rather never be able to go out during the day or never be able to go out at night? You know, I can say goodbye to the nightlife.
Yeah, actually.
Goodbye. Nightlife.
Actually, I'm not that much of a night owl myself as
yeah.
well. Hey? I'm mostly
like,
indoors.
It's so nice being at your house at night.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
It's just, it's
maybe we're just antisocial, hey, you know. Trying Maybe. To glorify being antisocial.
Maybe. Would you rather have a personal maid or a personal chef?
Ooh. A personal maid.
Maid. I'm also not big on food. It's like, okay.
I'm big on food.
Mm-hmm.
But there's just something, the convenience behind having a personal maid. You get what I'm saying? That's what I like. You know, you can always just make the food and then eat it. And then the personal maid, you know, handles the rest.
Okay.
There's too much convenience with a personal maid.
Okay, true.
Yeah.
Would you rather be royal 1,000 years ago or be an average person today?
So basically, reality right now. So nothing is changing.
Yeah. I think I'll take my reality.
Yeah, because nothing is changing pretty much.
But it would be so cool being...
But it's 1,000 years ago. There's like no toilet paper. There's no
but you're
television.
Royal, so you have
there's
all
no
the good stuff. You have the purple silk that other children didn't have.
Yeah, there's
you
no
have,
flushing toilets.
You didn't know that you needed a flushing toilet. You
in
had
the
whatever
end.
System they had back then. Would you rather spend a week in the forest... Or a night in a real haunted house?
See. This person who comes up with these questions is just likes watching people suffer, hey? I think a night in the forest.
I feel like night in the forest as well. Yeah. Just because I don't believe in the whole haunted stuff and, you know, I do believe in demons and I don't play like that. So if there's a demon in the house,
yeah.
I'm going to be in the forest.
Yeah.
I'm going to be in the wilderness.
No, I'm telling you.
I'm going to be outside. You can catch me outside. How about that?
By the bugs and the...
By the bugs. I am not going near that demon house.
And the wild animals and the
listen,
insects.
Catch me outside. Catch me outside. Hopefully, through our answers, you understood that...
Just a little, you know, just got to know us a little, yeah.
We are antisocial because we don't have a nightlife. And we don't play with demons like that.
Yeah.
And we... Are ending the show, right?
What a segue. That was a brilliant segue. The queen of segues.
Exactly. Thank you so much for spending time with us. We had such a blast with you, specifically you. And we were going to be doing the same thing next week, same time, same place. Me, him, and you, and whoever else you'd like to bring into this conversation.
The more, the merrier.
The more, the merrier. That is it for today. Until next time. Bye.
Amen.
Enjoying the Active FM shows? Well, then catch us on Instagram at ActiveFM777, Twitter and Gab at ActiveFM, Facebook at ActiveFM/777, as well as YouTube at ActiveFM and our website at www.activefm.co.za. Don't stop, don't hesitate. Find, follow, and enjoy us on all our different platforms. You don't want to miss out.
I'm not afraid.